KTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. We're hooking you up with hoops all month long. Live coverage of the NCAA tournament beginning Thursday night at 7 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It is 3:53. This is Bob and Dan. We are filling in for your beloved Hardline. They will be back next week, and I believe they'll be going to Arizona for a little spring training action with the Snake.
Right.
Right now, Cora, we are heading live to Las Vegas.
Snake.
Is that true? Are we allowed to release that information? Cora, live in Las Snake. Vegas, where you may have seen Mike and Trent at some
Cora,
point.
Snake.
On the blackjack table. It is Dan Campbell, your tight end for your Dallas Cowboys.
It's me.
Hi, Dan.
What's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Nothing. I didn't lose a lot of money so far.
Yeah, is this an annual trip for you, or what are we doing here?
Well, my first time was last year, and then me and my wife have kind of made it an annual event. We come up here with my aunt and uncle, and you know, it's funny because last year we came up here and we stayed at the Bellagio, and we walked home with $1,000, and that's after the trip and everything. So
nice.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I know that, you know, and then I felt like it was going to happen again, you know, like a dumbass, but so.
So not things aren't going so well this year?
No, we touched down about probably 4 hours ago, and the rate of me losing money is pretty high right now.
Well, you got to wonder, how did all those buildings get so big? You know what I mean? Like, it ain't from giving away money.
I know it. It's fun, though. We're having a good time.
Now, not to get too much into gambling talk here, but why not for a moment or two? I'm really interested in the, you know, poker's on TV. I'm interested in, you know, refining my skills and so forth. But, geez, at Vegas, you got to have your act together. The guy next to you is going to punch you if you make the wrong call in blackjack, take a card when you're not supposed to. Now, are you on the video screens, or are you playing with humans?
Well, you know what? I do both. I play video poker, and then I usually play blackjack. I'll go to the tables and play. But I never played video poker until last year, and my uncle turned me on to it, and that's where we made all our money at. Believe it or not, I mean, we hit my wife hit two royal flushes, and then I hit a four of a kind on a 50 play video poker. I hit it at the bottom, and so it held for all 50 hands.
Jeez.
So that was like a $2,000 payout. So,
all right. So no one's taking a swing at you for drawing at the wrong time, then.
No, not yet. But I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been sitting at those tables before, and that's the thing. Because you kind of walk around, you gotta find a table. That's the thing. You find a table where there's a guy who's maybe about 5'5", you know.
Right.
That way, you know, if he gets a little upset, there's not much you can do about it.
I was going to say, wherever Dan Campbell's sitting,
he
probably can't do much. All right, Dan, before we touch the NFL or the Cowboys or anything with you, just a quick note out of today's The Eagle in College Station.
Oh, dear.
Two Texas A&M football players were charged with alcohol-related crimes after shouting racial slurs at passengers in another vehicle outside a College Station fast food restaurant. This makes, I think, double-digit arrests now for the Aggies this offseason. Let's get an Aggie's thoughts on how things are going in College Station.
All right. Well, okay. So I didn't know anything about this. So
this is an unfair ambush.
This is the latest story. And
I want to get the facts straight first. First thing I want to know is, this was two players, three players?
This is two.
Okay, two players, and what are they, freshmen, sophomores, what?
No, I believe we got upperclassmen here. Who do we have, Dan? We got a couple of...
One guy who's a senior, Jeff Hangartner.
Really?
You know him?
I know that guy. Yeah, I do know him.
And then Cole Smith, who had public intoxication. They both got intoxication arrests, I think.
Okay.
Or not.
They got to stay in the dorm to drink.
All right, well, my next question was going to be, but I figured that out. You know, if it was racial slurs, were they white or black? But now I know they're white, so.
Yeah.
You know what? That doesn't sound like Hangartner. That doesn't sound like him at all.
Well, I really don't want to focus on these guys or any of these single stories. I just want to know what you think.
You want to talk about A&M in the program right now.
Just
the
fact
that. It's in the toilet bowl right now.
The wheels are flying.
You know what? I'm not going to stand up for them right now. I mean, I love the Aggies. I love A&M. I always will. But you know what? They got problems right now, and it's up to Fran to pull them out of that hole. And if he doesn't do it, I mean, they'll find somebody else that will. Because this new athletic director, he's only going to tolerate, you know, things for so long. And that's where Wally Groff, which I liked a lot, but he was an A&M guy. He was a guy that was going to stick by his guns as long as it took. And that's the positive and negative of having a guy like we had at athletic director. But now this guy's going to make changes if it doesn't get corrected. So,
see, Dan, I'd like to apologize because that was an unfair ambush, and you're the coolest Aggie we know. Including our including our producer Tom, so I just wanted to say.
Hey, I think Dan handled it well.
Handled it very well.
I don't think you need to be apologizing for me.
At least our basketball team's kicking ass.
Hey, somebody has to let Baylor win a couple games.
Yeah, well, that'd be us. So.
All right, so. So are you all fired up about these crazy moves the Cowboys at least are close to making?
You know what? I am. I am because I just think change in any way positive is good. And I don't know. I don't know really either one of these. Like Keyshawn,
yeah.
I don't really know him. And I said this before, but Richie, I asked Richie Anderson whenever all this was going down with Keyshawn back during the season with he in Tampa. I said, tell me about Keyshawn. And he said, look, Campbell, he goes, I'll tell you this right now. You'd love to go to war with this guy. And I think very highly of Richie. I know what kind of guy he is.
Right.
And that, I mean, that speaks volumes to me. And as far as the Henson deal, I mean, from what I hear, this guy's got, he's got all the tools. He can be a quarterback of the future. And, you know what? I don't even know. Even if he is, I probably won't be around to play with him, so.
No, don't sell yourself short here, Dan. We got many years to go around here. All right, Dan Campbell with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Speaking of ambushes, last time he was on this station was at Ticket Stock, and that's when The Ticket's Corby Davidson spent exactly 5 seconds into the interview before he ambushed poor Dan with 77-0 talk, which I also thought was terribly unfair. And Corby joins us now for, what, a follow-up to that? Is that what you're doing, Corby?
No, I was just saying with all the problems that A&M's having now, could Oklahoma conceivably score 100 this year?
Hey, you know what? I guarantee you they don't score 100 this year.
Not in our house.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how A&M's going to be this year. I really don't. But I guarantee you they compete better this year than they did last year.
Yeah. I think we could all agree that it won't get to 77-0 again.
There's no way.
Not at Kyle Field.
I think this team is going to be, they're going to be a lot better than they were. Now, that doesn't mean, that, you know what? They could still only win 4 games or whatever they won, but, you know. It's better than losing, like you say, by 60-something points or 70-something points. I mean, I think we could, if we'll hang in there and get into the fourth quarter with these teams, which we should be doing, I mean, we're a five-star program, or at least we were, so that's what upsets me about the whole thing. You know what? I can go all day about A&M.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just as frustrated as anybody is about it, but anyway.
All right, back to the Cowboys then for a moment. This is Dan Campbell with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Your offense didn't exactly fly into the end of the season. You kind of regressed a little bit throughout the season. What do you guys do in the off season? I know there are moves being made that we're reading about, but as far as you and Quincy and the offense getting together, do you guys actually work out together, or has that not started yet?
It'll start Monday. That's when we start. Well, workouts is the groups. Everybody comes in. We have four groups. It's like a 7:30, a 10, 12:30, and 3, I believe. So that's when everybody comes in. You got your groups when you know, all the vets and starters come in the morning at 7:30 and work out. And then the younger guys can kind of fill in after that. Then we all run. We lift together. And I believe Quincy's already he's been throwing for about 2 weeks now. Quincy, and I think he's pulled Romo out there with him a little bit. So he's kind of started it back up a little bit. And we'll get in our workout. We'll probably go, I don't know, maybe a week, 2 weeks. And then we'll start going out there and, you know, we'll run some routes for him, let him throw, and just kind of get involved in that type of stuff.
What do you, for the last couple months, what do you do? Do you just stop working out? Do you just rest or what?
No. You can't. I mean, you know what? You can't do it. And there's no way, at least I can't do it. I mean, I have to, at most, I'll take a week off before training camp. And really, that's not even a week off. I still go out and do some light running and things like that, maybe some light lifting. I mean, so you just, you know what? You lose it so fast, especially your conditioning.
The reason I ask is Bob said you looked a little soft to take a sack.
Whatever.
Hey, you know what? I don't believe that for a minute, all right? I think Bob's the only guy. And Tom back there, I know he's back there running around. Those are the only two guys I think that I got on my side out of the ticket.
We could be trusted. We're the guys that could be trusted. There's no question about that.
No, I thought we were taking a big hunting trip this off season, Dan.
What's that?
I thought we were going to take a big hunting trip this off season.
Is that Corby?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Go kill some animals.
You ever been snipe hunting, Corby?
You're not going to trick me into snipe hunting, Dan. I'm not that freaking stupid.
All right. Here's a fair question to Dan Campbell. He's in Las Vegas right now. Are you wearing anything that has camouflage right now?
You know what? No, you know, I'm not wearing anything that's got camouflage, but I do have a green shirt on, and it's like a pea green shirt, so it can almost be classified as camo.
All right. We'll give you half a point for that. Hey, what'd you think? You may have not even heard this, but Terrell Owens is an Eagle. Did you hear that come down?
Tom just told me that.
How crazy is that?
It is unbelievably crazy. And I would like, you know what? I would love to know all the details on this deal because I don't know how he got out of this whole Baltimore deal. And if it's legit, you know, then that's fine. I mean, I understand that. But if it's not, I mean, my only problem with that whole deal is how does he get an exception where if somebody like me that was to happen to,
right,
it wouldn't matter. I'm stuck wherever I got traded to. Yeah. And I don't know. And I don't know all the details, so that's probably a little unfair, but I don't know. Either way, it's going to be hell on us because he's a hell of a player. So.
And I hate to see anything good happen to Philadelphia.
That's the truth, isn't it?
I don't want to speak for you entirely, but I assume you share my views.
I do.
How about all the moves the Redskins have made? Is that making your head spin?
God. You know what? The only thing that makes my head spin a little bit is the fact that they got Joe Gibbs back.
Yeah.
That's really the only thing. They've been making moves like this for the last 4 or 5 years and really haven't done much with it. And but you get all the players that they've been getting and you put Gibbs with them, I don't know. He's been out of football a long time, but he's got a history. He knows how to win. So, I don't know. You put a coach with some of these guys, they're going to be dangerous. They're definitely going to be better than they've been, that's for sure.
All right, Dan, listen, thanks for the time, dude, and maybe in a month or two we can get you up in the studio to hang out with us a little bit.
Hey, sounds good. You guys take care.
All right, later. That's Dan Campbell of the Dallas Cowboys. And a good dude.
He's just a good MF.
I'm really enjoying my new bit, and I don't know if anyone enjoys it but me, but really that's all that matters is just apologizing. I enjoyed that with DeShera. I know.
What new bit? This thing's 5 years old. Let's reinvent.
I love apologizing for Dan.
Let's get on the team together. Let's join forces.
Nah, it's more fun Saudi out at every turn. All right, it's 4:06. Up news is E! New.
Do what?
Next.
A superstar checks into rehab.
Excellent.
Do what?
It's next on the ticket.
You heard me.